Wild says more than 125,000 people crossed into Poland during one of the days she was there. She says some had rolling luggage bags, while others carried their belongings in trash bags.
These were mostly younger and middle-aged women clutching the hands of young children.
She says the Polish relief efforts were well organized, and people were offered food and blankets. Her visit included the chance to listen in on a video call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
His message was, "We are strong. We need money. We need weapons. We need humanitarian assistance." He wants a no-fly over zone.
But Wild says approval for the no-fly zone is unlikely. Congress recently approved $14 billion in aid for Ukraine, and Wild says she'll keep pushing for the U.S. to help even more. Megan Frank, WLVR News.